Lester K at capetalk.co.za.
There is a prize for everything nowadays, even honey. And a 19-year-old second-year student from the University of Cape Town who runs an apiary and is in the honey business on the side while also doing her studies has become South Africa's first ever winner of a platinum award at the prestigious London International Honey Award. There are four award ranges from bronze all the way to platinum, with platinum being reserved for honey that scores from 95.5 to 100. That's the maximum possible score. And the owner, the person who brings what's possibly one of the best honeys in the world, is Sana Khan. He's the owner of Bilal Honey. I get it now. Sana, how are you doing this morning?
Morning, Lester, and morning to the listeners. I'm doing great.
I've had your name in our planning documents for a week now, and I only now see the Bilal in Bilal. So well done. But also congratulations. Probably South Africa's most award-winning honey at the moment. How do you, as a 19-year-old second-year university student, get into the honey business?
So what happened initially was when we were younger, in my childhood, my father would bring us lots of honey from different parts of the world. And we would taste these different types of honey. And that's where essentially the love for honey and then bees started.
Well, at the moment, as we speak, I'm just dishing out some of this beautiful golden syrup. It's not golden syrup, it's 100% honey Bilal. Organic raw honey in front of me now. So then you started your own, you got your own beehives, your own apiaries, and then all of a sudden you thought, let me start collecting this honey.
So we actually get our honey from the Cape Floral Kingdom. Mm-hmm. So there's 6 floral kingdoms in the world, and the smallest one, almost entirely in the Western Province, is the Cape Floral Kingdom, and that's where we get our honey from. Mm. So the main idea wasn't just to get honey, but also for the bees, because the bees don't just make honey. They also pollinate 80% of the world's plants, and they're very essential for food security. Mm. So it wasn't just about making the honey. It was about ensuring that the bees that are healthy, they're being used in an ethical way, and they are sustainable. The methods that they're using to make honey are sustainable, and that was what was most important to me.
To me, before, a couple of years ago, obviously finding out honey is rated differently. In fact, that honey could even be, using different honeys, and, you just package it and you put it in. Sometimes there's extra fructose syrup added in there. How does a honey get rated at an awards like the London International Honey Award?
To enter the London International Honey Award, you need to make sure that your honey is tested. So when we do these tests, they check for HMF content, density, the sucrose content, the sugar content. They look at the ratio of fructose to glucose, diastase activity, and moisture content. And so when you enter this competition, you're supposed to show your tests. And when in the test, they also check for the adulteration of honey with rice syrup or corn syrup or anything. So you wouldn't be able to enter the awards without showing that your honey isn't adulterated. Mm. And that's the way I feel you'll get to know, is the honey you're consuming pure, or if it's not tested, how do you prove that the honey you're consuming doesn't have other adulterations in it?
Now, in order to score a platinum, you need to get between 95.5 out of 200 to win. What did you score?
I'm not sure. They didn't reveal that to us. They just said we won platinum. Mm.
Honey is to, for many people, a luxury. And then, of course, people, you still want to have honey in some of your rooibos and some of your oats. But there's also the issues of cost that come involved. And this is often when we see cheaper honeys coming onto the market. Those adulterated honeys, those that are, have extra syrup or it's imported and it all gets thrown into one big vat and then bottled and simply put on a shelf. Honey is also in certain respect become almost a luxury product for many people, just looking at the rising price of many commodities these days. Hello, San, are you still there?
Yeah, yes, I'm there.
Your thoughts then on the cost of honey these days?
My thoughts on the cost of honey. So I think good quality always comes with a price, but it doesn't have to be so. The only reason that good quality honey is placed at such a higher price level is because of the cheaper honeys that come into the market. If the cheaper, and these aren't even real honey, it's fake syrup or mixed blended honeys or honey that comes from cheaper syrups, as I mentioned. So when these fake things come into the market and people consume it, which is obviously easier and more cheaper to produce, and it produces at a much larger level, when these syrups come into the market as honey, people start to think that, hey, this is honey. And in reality, that's not it. If we have stricter regulations, and if everyone that says, I'm selling honey, this is pure, or I have honey in my shop and this is raw, then they should be able to prove it that, look, this is the test that I have, and it shows that it's pure and that the consumer is eating the right honey, good honey, and that they aren't consuming fake things. And I think by removing the fake honey out of the market, the pricing would automatically become less
stabilized. What are you studying at the moment, Sana? Second year UCT
student? I'm studying politics and psychology.
Very different from the honey market, but you're 19 years old. You're the owner of what is South Africa's only honey brand to win a prestigious London International Honey Award. Is the future about honey money for you?
The future isn't about honey money. For me, as I said before, for me it's more important that the bees are being are sustainable, because what happened to combat, you know, the sugar syrups that come into the market is that many farmers start overworking, overstressing their bees. And in the past decade, the bee population has been declining. And if the bee population declines, it's not just that I won't get honey. The chances are that the food that we eat, 1 in 3 or 4 meals that we eat come from, the chances are that they've been pollinated by the bees. So it is important that we don't overstress the bees, because they do make honey for themselves, because that's what they eat to survive. And it's important that we don't stress the bees, don't overwork them, because it's much greater than just eating honey. Like, an entire ecosystem could collapse because of it.
Sana Khan, congratulations, the winner of the prestigious London International Honey Award. Firstly, if people want to try your honey, where can they find it?
Oh, they can WhatsApp me on 062-358-9803, or they can get it from Take a Lot or the Old Neighbor Goods Market.
Do you have a website?
Yeah, and we have a website as well, www.belalhoney.com.
That's BELALHoney.com. Sana Khan, winner, 19 years old, second year university student, has South Africa's only platinum awarded honey at the International Honey Award. Congratulations and best of luck.